Welcome back. We're joined now by legendary sports journalist Doug Krikorian. Doug, welcome to our show.
Yeah, it's great being here, Art.
I know you've waited for years for this moment, and it's here. Doug just published his book, Between the Lines, and he modestly subtitles it, The Life, Loss, Love, and Loss of Los Angeles's Most Colorful Sports Journalist.
Well, first off, they came up with the headline.
I didn't come up with it. There's no question you're colorful. You're a wonderful writer in non-sports items as well. As you know, I'm not an expert in sports, but I've read your columns when you talk about your trips to Belgium to the cemetery, and you're a very fine writer. So
thank you, Art.
And in the course of your colorful career, you have met the likes of Jerry West, who has written the foreword to your book, Pat Riley, Mike Tyson, Sugar Ray Leonard, Elgin Baylor, George Allen, Magic, and it goes on and on. So you wrote about these people, and you also hung out with them. Tell us what it's like hanging out with folks.
Well, you know, Art, it's funny. Being around these famous people wasn't a big thing to me because that's what I did for a living.
Yes.
I mean, I would go to, like, for instance, I go to Laker games, and I would have dinner with Jerry Buss many times at the Forum Club.
Dr. Buss.
And I would sit with him in the box. I was the only sports writer that would do that. Yeah. And I'd meet all these people. They were just like friends, like you're a friend or something like that. It was no Jerry West to this day. I talked to him twice a month. Or Tommy Lasorda is a very close friend. So it was, to me, it was no big deal, you know, because they were just human beings. I mean, first off, these people are human.
Yeah. You know? Well, Jerry West wrote a very moving foreword to your book. Yeah. But let me ask you this.
Sure.
Is it difficult to objectively cover and write about people that you're close friends with?
Well, that's a very good question. And I had problems, for instance, with Tommy Lasorda. I didn't talk to him for 2 years. He was upset because we're friends. And I wrote something quoting Bill Russell about, was knocking him. To this day, Lasorda and Russell don't talk to each other because of my column that appeared in Sports Illustrated. You know, they mentioned in Sports Illustrated. And it was difficult at times.
But you went ahead and put it in the column.
Yes,
obviously.
I did. I mean, Wilt Chamberlain was a very good friend of mine. And
so you're a columnist first.
Yeah.
And then, and a writer first, and then the relationship comes second. And if something you write should jeopardize the relationship, you'll take the hit.
That's too bad. I mean, there was no one I was closer to, no owner in sports than Carol Rosenblum, who the last 2 years of his life wouldn't talk to me. You know, he was upset about stuff that I wrote about the Rams. When he fired a guy named George Allen in 1978, August 12th, 1978, I ripped him for 2 years.
Is Cal Rosenblum the owner who said about George Allen, I gave him an unlimited budget and he exceeded
it? That was
it?
Dan Reeves. Oh. Dan Reeves. And believe me, when George Allen came to the Rams, I believe it was in 1966, they were averaging about 45,000 fans and hadn't won a winning team in 8 years. Within 3 years, they were selling out the Coliseum. 90,000 people were showing up, and they were winning division titles.
And God bless, he came out of retirement when Long Beach State still had a football team, and he coasted for 1 year, and we had that winning season. I think it was 7-6, or we won the last
terrific
game.
Six and then, five, yeah.
And I know his wife didn't want him to do that, but he came down and he did it, and then sadly he died.
Oh, it was one of the most memorable years of my journalistic career in that, you know, I was writing all these columns. It was my basic first year with the Press-Telegram after the L.A. Herald-Examiner folded. And George Allen was here, and I knew George from covering the Rams
before. It was perfect.
It was perfect, and I wrote 13 columns on George that year. And he took a ragtag Long Beach State football team that had been, I think they were 0-11 or 1-10 the year before, and they were 6-5 and beat the last game. They beat Boise State.
Amazing, amazing. And he ingrained that spirit of winning.
Oh, it was terrific. It was fun. He was a fun guy. Unfortunately, I went to Clemson, and they got beat 52-0 at Clemson, but it was fun.
And besides your column, your writing in the Press-Telegram, on Fridays you would write this column, and I know because I, from time to time, appeared in that column.
Yeah, you were.
But you created Damon Runyon characters out of a whole bunch of
and you were one of them, Arthur.
With nicknames.
I know.
With nicknames.
Well, you were Arthur Murray Levine. Because your, you know, dancing skills.
But you, in your mind, you created these characters out of real life people.
I did. Craig, Five Bellies, Vestermark, Bad Stu Letsam, you could go on. Van Hayden, the late Van Hayden-All Barbarian, all these local characters.
I know your book, and we only have a minute left, Doug, but I know your book is more than sports. It contains some very serious things about your life and your personal life.
My late wife, of course.
And your late wife and your current fiancé. And it's inspiring, and you look happy and calm and content, and that's good to see, because I know you've had your challenges all through, as we all have.
Sure.
But, I just have a half a minute left, Doug. Say whatever you'd like.
Well, you could buy the book on Amazon.com or locally at Gatsby's and Apostrophe and Belmont Shorts, you know, and I think it's at Barnes & Noble's also. So.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying retirement life. I'm starting a novel now. Hopefully I can be done with that.
Yeah, writers have to write.
Yeah, I got to write.
You have to have an
I've taken a six-month, after 46 straight years
you're
of writing.
You're entitled to a hiatus.
I took a hiatus. And
but
I,
you'll be
I'm ready to.
He'll be back.
Yeah. No sports writing, though.
No. Write so well. We look forward to it.
And thank you for inviting me on. And you want me to tell you, Art, I always kid at you, but you're a man of great integrity and honesty, and I always had great respect for you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Thank you for joining us. Coming up, remarkable next segment, Les Robbins and his wildlife photographs. You won't want to miss it.